Prologue. Cold jolted me awake. Dark, freezing cold. Where was I? A sea of magnificent stars swirled before me, vast and incomprehensible. I'd never witnessed such a sight in all my life. What in the world? I mused. Stars, nebulas, even clusters of asteroids. They wound through the heavens, so close I could almost reach out and touch them. But how could that be? No vantage point on Earth allowed a view like this. Somehow, I could see asteroids with nothing but the naked eye. This was like something out of a movie or video game. Am I dreaming? But this cold. The chill piercing right down into my bones was too real to deny, as was the anxiety churning in my stomach. Where even am I? I couldn't make out much beyond the dazzling celestial display before me. It felt like I was somewhere small, somewhere confined. A belt or strap of some sort kept me tethered to a chair. That sent a bolt of panic through the anxiety. Was I being detained in some way? What the heck was going on? I panicked, jerking in the chair until my eyes finally adjusted to the darkness. There was something familiar about this place. I had seen this room. No, this cockpit before. This is the cockpit of that ship from my video game, the Krishna. Am I dreaming? I searched for a more reasonable explanation, but everything about the space around me screamed that this really was the cockpit of my beloved spaceship Krishna from Stella Online. The mixture of online action and soft sci-fi flavor in Stella Online had kept me hooked for years now. On top of that, the game offered players unparalleled freedom to adventure through a vast universe. Nowhere else could you navigate battlefields as a mercenary, participate in trade as the owner of a container ship, or embark on just about any other adventure you could imagine. The sky was decidedly not the limit in this game. Every player got to invent their own style and play in their own way. I played as a standard mercenary and started off mostly doing random odd jobs like pack muling so I could save up to buy a ship built for battle. Once I obtained a powerful enough ship, I went right back to mercenary work until I could afford the next ship, and so on. My current love, the Krishna, was a state-of-the-art machine that I obtained from an in-game event a few months back. The ASX-08 Krishna stood out even in a game with dozens and dozens of ships to choose from. It combined the maneuverability of a small craft with the firepower of a heavy cruiser. My Krishna could even take on a battleship. "Dang, it's cold," I said. I used the touchscreen control panel to activate the main generator and bring life support systems back online. Warm air rushed into the cockpit. The system status screen showed oxygen levels rising after dipping terrifyingly low. The temperature, which had started just below -5°C, also ticked upward. Whew, that was close. If I hadn't woken up, I would have suffocated. Crisis narrowly averted. I seriously don't get what's going on here. I crossed my arms and surveyed the now lit and warming cockpit. No matter how many times I blinked or pinched myself, the truth remained clear. This was definitely, absolutely, undoubtedly the cockpit of my beloved spaceship from Stella Online. Dreaming of the game I obsessed over was one thing. If you played horror games enough, you started having nightmares. If you played sword and sorcery RPGs, suddenly you dreamed of being the hero yourself. Most gamers could relate. But this was...